In the Philippines, embattled President Joseph Estrada's attempts to remain in office appear to be crumbling. Following several days of street protests in Manila and other cities, the military today withdrew its support for Estrada, and several members of his cabinet resigned. Estrada himself called for new elections in May. He said he would not run in those elections, but he made no mention of surrendering his office before then. Hugh Williamson is a reporter in Manila for London's Financial Times. How did support for Estrada evaporate so quickly?
Mostly because of the damning evidence that was presented in the impeachment trial, which was going on until Tuesday this week. That was evidence that he'd taken illegal gambling payoffs, that he'd taken provincial taxes, that he tried to influence a major insider trading scandal. This really whittled away at his support, even among the poor, who are his biggest followers.
Earlier, Estrada called for a resumption of his impeachment trial. Is that just a ploy and perhaps a little too late?
Yes, it was certainly too late. Really, he tried to get the trial going again, but the trial collapsed because the prosecution team walked out of what they called in disgust because of the behavior of some of the senators who supported Mr. Estrada. So it was really a last-ditch effort to get it going again, but it was much too little too late.
Now, as you mentioned, he had support among the Filipino poor, and you say that has eroded.
Yes, I mean, there's been some rallies since Tuesday, since the trial collapsed, of pro-Estrada groups, and those are made up mostly from the poor. He does have a strong following. He's not a traditional Filipino politician, which mostly come from the upper classes, as it were. He has a strong image of being a good guy, a sort of Robin Hood figure who's helping out the poor against the wealthy elite business classes, as it were. However, he's really damaged his own reputation by evidently accumulating money through the presidency, building big mansions for his several mistresses that he's acknowledged, for instance. So he's strained his relationship with his main clientele to a sort of breaking point, really.
Well, if Estrada is forced to step down before an election, who's likely to replace him?
The constitutional successor is the vice president, who, unusually in the Philippines, is a leader of the opposition. She was elected separately from the president in 1998. She's a woman called Gloria Macapagal Arroyo. She's a professor, a former economics professor, a well-seasoned economic expert, got the strong support of the business community. She's politically conservative, but has a much cleaner image and a cleaner reputation with regard to corruption than Estrada. So she's likely to be welcomed by the international community and in general by the Filipino people as a new start.
Has anyone announced his candidacy for these elections in May?
Not yet. I think it's very unlikely that this proposal will be accepted as another last-ditch attempt, as it were, by Estrada to hang on to power. Some opposition leaders have already said they reject this proposal, even though it was only voiced about 30 minutes ago. I think it's likely President Estrada will be back on television today or tomorrow offering his full resignation, and then Mrs. Macapagal Arroyo will take over.
Hugh Williamson is a correspondent in Manila for the Financial Times.